Good afternoon. This is Emma.
And B.
Your roving reporters for the Mardler Talking newspaper. We have the pleasure of introducing Nobby Clark in a VE Day special, Remembering a Norfolk Hero.
Stand by.
Hello, Nobby. Can you tell us about your Jeep?
The Jeep is a Ford with a Willys engine from 1943, so it's over 80 years old, and it's in the configuration of a regiment called the Special Air Service.
Who is Arthur Wood?
Arthur Wood was my teacher at school in Norwich in the 60s, and he taught me maths and metalwork. But he never talked about the war until I came back many, many years later.
Was he involved with the Second World War?
He certainly was. Arthur joined the Norfolk Regiment and trained in Aylsham in Norfolk, and then he was on guard duty in Coltishall RAF base. But he got a bit fed up with that, so he then volunteered for a signal unit. But this was a group called Phantom, and they moved to Scotland with the commandos to train.
How did he train for D-Day?
They trained in Scotland with the commandos, and then they did a parachute course near Manchester at Ringway. So Arthur got the SAS wings and he also got the parachute wings.
Can you tell us about his mission?
His mission started in May 1944. They then moved to Fairford, an airfield down south, just before D-Day. And on the 10th of June, a few days after D-Day invasion, Arthur was parachuted into France, 120 miles southwest of Paris, on an operation called Houndsworth with the SAS.
Can you tell us about the operation?
The operation was quite successful. They did land five of them in the individual woods in pouring rain. They got lost for a few days, but they fought with the Maquis and the French resistance for 3 months. They survived, and they were quite successful in cutting all the supply lines, railway and road and air, by the Germans who were reinforcing the D-Day bridgehead. Paddy Maine then drove over in September after they'd been there since June the 10th, and they all drove back to Aramalche, and they shipped back over to England and regrouped and then were sent back into Germany to carry on fighting. After Germany, they moved across to Norway. Another operation called Bull Basket, which had at least four or five Norfolk lads, was not so successful, and they were captured and shot. But there was a survivor called John Fielding, who came back to Norwich, and he was a Norfolk magistrate for many, many years.
What did he do after the war?
After the war, he married his girlfriend Mary in Gretna Green, and they ran away to get married. He then came back down south, moved into Norwich, and lived in Old Cossey. And he was a teacher at the Hewitt School in the Hall Road in the 60s and 70s. Where he taught me mathematics and metalwork.
Where did he meet Odette Churchill?
Odette Churchill was a secret agent in SOE, Special Operations Executive. And Arthur and his brother, who was in Three Para, met Odette. They got together at the party and they were all awarded their medals. And Arthur was mentioned in dispatches and he got the Coeur de Guerre, the top medal from France, for his successful mission.
Can you briefly tell us about Odette's role in the Second World War?
Odette was in SOE. She was a secret agent and related to Churchill. She was captured, but she was extremely lucky. She did survive and she came back, unlike many of the other lady agents that were killed and captured.
So when did Shippy talk to you about the war?
I came back to the British Legion in Norwich and also the D-Day Veterans run by Jack Woods. And Arthur was a treasurer quite some time ago, but he didn't talk about anything. Said to him, "Well, Arthur, what did you do in the war?" He said, "Well, my boy, you buy me lunch and I'll tell you all about it." And we went to a pub and we found one of his old mates who was living in Staffordshire called Joe Owen, who was on an operation called Leuton. And again, unfortunately, that operation was a disaster. And again, 30 members of the SAS were executed. But we got them together, had a meal, and they were like two 18-year-olds talking away. And old Len leant over to Arthur and he said, "Boy, oh boy," he said, "you old Norfolk spud basher, are you still alive?" And he said, "Yes, I am, my boy." And on one of the operations, they actually found Rommel in a chateau hiding. But by the time they called it an airstrike, Rommel had moved on. De Hewitt School was really good. He said you were useless at maths, but you were pretty good at metalwork.
That's really fascinating. Thanks so much, Nobby, for sharing the history of Arthur Wood and your Jeep with us. And if people would like to see the Jeep, you will be there celebrating VE Day in Elsham on Sunday the 11th?
That's correct. Hopefully we'll have the Jeep there and a wartime motorbike and also a copy of the SAS War Diary that lists all the operations from day one in the desert right through to Norway.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye.